broadcasting live from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for FinTech South 2019. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
And welcome back to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Mike Salmon with you at the 2019 FinTech South Technology Conference. We've been talking to industry leaders all day long, and we have another one joining us here up on stage. It's Deva with Fiserv. And Deva, I was considerate enough to not even try to pronounce your last name, but go ahead and pronounce your name and your role with Fiserv.
Good morning, Mike. My name is Deva Annamalai. I run the solution strategy team for Fiserv on the payments business.
And Fiserv has been around for a while and a very big name in the financial technology industry.
It is. Fiserv is a 35-year-old global leader in financial technology services. We have about 12,000 clients in 80 different countries. We actually primarily provide services for financial institutions as well as large consumer businesses in the billing area. And if you had used online banking, mobile banking, or any kind of payment services, there is a good chance that Fiserv had a role in it.
I think the big thing is when it comes to finances these days and technology, people want to see their finances quicker and they want it to be secure. And I think technology in Fiserv provides all that.
Yes, we do. In fact, the thing faster than technology is growing consumer expectations. A few years ago, when you signed up for Amazon Prime, getting your product delivered to your home in 2 days was considered pretty revolutionary. Now, two-day delivery is not even exciting anymore. People want things to be delivered in the next 4 hours. So the expectations of how you consume services has changed a lot. And this has actually caught up in terms of financial services as well. How fast you get paid and how fast somebody is expecting payments from you. That's where faster payments is going to take a very important role in financial services in the next decade.
Talk about the rise of the gig economy.
Yes. In fact, you bring a very good point. Gig economy is actually the newer form of service-enabled businesses where the Uber, DoorDash, and those type of companies, they actually open up this entirely new service-based economy where someone who's actually never, drive a car, for service-based sectors, they can now use their car to actually go make money on the side. Now, the interesting part, though, is even though they actually do the service as a part-time, they don't get actually paid, fast. And that's where, there is actually a gap between, how fast they actually render the service and how fast they get paid. So companies like Uber and DoorDash and others are looking for faster ways to pay their employees, their contractors.
Right.
So that's where faster payments actually really come into play. And this has actually kickstarted this whole new revolution in terms of how what we call as earned wage access business. Right. You actually worked in a company and you want to be able to earn your wages faster and get paid faster.
It's really amazing, Deva, how technology is changing almost every single day. How do you stay on top of it?
If you want to actually be able to provide these type of services fast to the customer, you need to actually have a pulse in terms of what the customers are thinking. What our company CEO, Jeff Yabuki, would like to call that as thoughtful innovation. You can actually spend zillions of dollars in, chasing the next bright, shiny, flying thing, but that doesn't mean that it is going to address the needs of your customers. So our core mantra is thoughtful innovation. What do customers really want? The Uber driver who is actually driving a car wanting to get paid that evening so he can put food to his family.
Right.
That we think is actually one of the things which we are very proud to do. Our technology actually powers a lot of these type of businesses who want to be able to pay their customers fast. And we are making a real impact in some of these businesses which actually use our services.
To be here right in Atlanta, smack dab in one of the biggest cities when it comes to financial technology, Atlanta pretty much can't be beat.
It is. In fact, we call it the transaction alley. 70% of the payments in the U.S. gets routed through Atlanta. I don't know, a lot of people first don't believe it when I say that, but we are the payments capital in the U.S. New York and San Francisco can take a line behind us when it comes to payments.
Well, I'm going to ask you about that. What is it that makes Atlanta such a great place for what you do?
The talent which I see there. I moved to Atlanta 2 years ago from the West Coast, and I was blown away by the amount of energy I saw, specifically on events like FinTech's South. The kind of people who you see there, the amount of quality of talent which you find here in the industries, as well as the universities, they actually crank out some of the best and brightest minds I've seen in the industry.
Talk about your association with FinTech and what you guys are up to today.
We actually are spending a good amount of time trying to understand a lot of the businesses who are actually here present today. And Fiserv has actually been in Atlanta for quite some time now. And we actually have actually provide services. I mean, we have some really large clients over here, SunTrust, you know, Delta Federal Credit Community Credit Union. A lot of the utility companies present here are all like large Fiserv customers, and a lot of startups who actually are present in this arena today, you know, they all in some form, way or form, are wanting to do business with Fiserv or like looking to partner with us. So we are quite excited to actually be part of this event today.
We talked about technology changing almost every day. When it comes to financial payments and technology, any idea, David, what's next? What's the next big thing?
The next big thing is to not be able to think about how you're paying for something, right? I mean, right now when you're trying to pay, you know, you either pull out your card, you know, you try to basically think about how am I going to make this payment. And if you think about it, you know, we talk about intelligent agents of how life can change, but no one has really thought about how a personalized intelligent agent can help you, you know, make financial decisions on your behalf. There are intelligence agents for everything, but if you can actually build an intelligent agent which can tell you how your financial situation is going to be a month from now, that impulse buy you're trying to do today is going to really impact your bottom line 3 weeks from now when you try to pay your next bill. You know, that in my mind is actually one of the hardest problems to crack, and a lot of companies are working on it. You know, we are working on it as well. So being able to provide that intelligence which helps consumers in real time to be able to live a better financial lives, I think that's a holy grail for financial services.
I know there's a lot of competition out there, so I'm going to let you put on your sales cap before I let you go. Why should people use, or companies, businesses, clients use Fiserv compared to maybe your competitors?
Because we are the best at what we do.
Short, sweet, and to the point. There you go.
Thank
Wonderful.
You so
Thank you so much for joining us.
Have a good day.
And a reminder that we'll be broadcasting more interviews all day long from the 2019 FinTech South Technology Conference here on Business Radio X. We're broadcasting live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. More after this.